Well, high school football starts 1 week from tonight. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turpeville. Here's your first look at sports. The preseason Associated Press High School Top 10 rankings are out, and the Brenham Cubs are ranked 6th in Class 4A. Also from the Brazos Valley, Cameron Yeo and Lexington are 9th and 10th in Class 2A. The top teams going into the season that starts 1 week from tonight are Canadian in 1A, Dangerfield in 2A, Tyler Chapel Hill in 3A, Alito in 4A, and Allen in 5A. Allen's followed by Katy, Euless Trinity, Pearlin, DeSoto, Cibolo Steel, Galena Park North Shore, Coppell, Round Rock Stony Point, and Longview. Now, speaking of high school football, the Bryan Vikings will host Cedar Park in a scrimmage at Merrill Green Stadium tonight at 7 o'clock. Now, the A&M Consolidated Tigers, they got it done early today as they scrimmaged at Stony Point. The Rudder Rangers will be on the road at Magnolia West tonight at 7 o'clock for a scrimmage. The season starts a week from tonight for Consol and Rudder, with the Tigers hosting Klein Oak and Rudder hosting Taylor. Bryan opens on September the 3rd at Clear Springs. A little praise from the boss is always good, and A&M quarterback Ryan Tannehill got a lot of it yesterday from Coach Mike Sherman. Sherman said that after yesterday's workout, Tannehill has been right on the money for most of the fall camp, and that the last 3 days he has been his best at quarterback ever. Sherman also told the media about some crossover training they've been experimenting with. Backup quarterback Jamail Showers got a look at slot wide receiver. Sherman called that the Tannehill plan. Also, cornerback Dustin Harris at wide receiver, linebacker Steven Jenkins at fullback, and safety Howard Matthews at running back. Tannehill knows what people are saying about the A&M offense, but he knows that they have to go out and prove it. They got to execute.
You know, we try to be balanced in what we do. We want to start the game establishing the run and let that open up the pass for us. So I think that's the biggest key for us, is to establish the run each game. Starting with SMU, and to do that, we're going to have a long camp that we're going to have to get better at. You know, our offensive line really going to have to come together and be able to run block well. We know Cyrus and Christian are going to work hard and move the ball when they get it. So it's just a matter of getting better and refining the technique that they know, and listening to coaching and just working hard each day. You know, it's really easy to get complacent and think, oh, you know, we were this last year, we're going to be even better this year. Well, it's not a given. You know, you have to go out and work each day and really seize the day.
Aggies and the Mustangs open the season 2 weeks from Sunday at Kyle Field. Well, the Texas Rangers' six-game winning streak ended last night as the L.A. Angels beat them with this game winner from rookie Mark Trumbo.
Hammer down the line. This one's got a chance. Good! Walk off big fly by Mark Trumbo. Light that baby up as the Angels win it 2-1.
And that avoided a four-game sweep, but the Rangers left Anaheim with a six-game lead still in the American League West. Rangers are still on the road this weekend as they go to Chicago to play the White Sox starting tonight. Astros are still home, and after winning that series over the Cubs, they welcome the defending world champion San Francisco Giants to Minute Maid this weekend. Now, with another lost season coming to a close, the Cubs have fired their general manager, Jim Hendry. The 56-year-old Hendry had held the position since July of 2002 and had worked for the franchise for 17 years. Jennifer Martin has been hired as the new Texas A&M Athletics Director of Marketing. Martin served 5 years as the Alabama Director of Marketing and Promotions and served as an assistant in the Tide's Marketing Promotions Office for 2 years before that. A native of Louisiana, Martin graduated from LSU. She served as a marketing assistant at Texas State and LSU and was Director of Marketing at Northwestern. Prosecutors in the Roger Clemens perjury case say that they made an honest mistake in showing jurors inadmissible evidence, and the baseball star should face another trial. The prosecutors have filed arguments disputing Clemens' position that a second trial would violate his constitutional protection against double jeopardy for facing the same charges twice. Clemens had argued the showing of the evidence was a deliberate ploy to invoke a mistrial because the prosecutor's case was going badly. But the prosecutors say that their case remains strong and Clemens wants to gain an unwarranted windfall from the inadvertent error. Police are investigating allegations that LSU quarterback Jordan Jefferson and unidentified teammates were involved in a fight outside a Baton Rouge bar early Friday morning. LSU coach Les Miles say that some players were present during the incident, but he did not identify them. A police spokesman say that four people suffered minor injuries in the fight and took themselves to local hospitals, but Jefferson was not one of them. Jefferson is the projected starting quarterback on a team expected to compete for the national championship this year. The Chinese military basketball team that got into a nasty brawl with the Georgetown University players in an exhibition game Thursday went to the Beijing airport today to reconcile with the Hoyas. A brief statement from Georgetown says that Coach John Thompson III and two of the team's players met with representatives of China's Beiyi Rockets. The two teams had been scheduled to play each other again Sunday in Shanghai, according to Georgetown's original itinerary for the trip, but the school will be playing a different club instead. The Hoyas say the schedule change was made before Thursday's game and was unrelated to the brawl. Chinese basketball fans slammed Baiyi for its part in the brawl that forced the cancellation of a match intended to promote U.S.-China goodwill. And the Chinese Basketball Association will restrict contracted NBA players from playing for domestic teams in the event the NBA season is canceled, but will allow free agents. That's according to a report in the country's state media. The CBA would bar players under contract, such as Carmelo Anthony and Chris Paul. The two All-Stars are among several players who had expressed interest in playing in China if the NBA lockout drags on. And that's your first look at sports. I'm Tom Turbeville. More next half hour. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.